I teach communication in 1/10 grade, which is their major subject for the final standard tests. This year they are supposed to take the 1-point exam, which is part of the 5-point exam. The class constitutes of 17 pupils, and as far as their level is concerned, they are considered intermediate. Usually, I don't have any serious discipline problems. I teach in a private school. But the problem I see in this class is that most of the pupils are not aware of the fact that this is their major subject and that they should invest a lot in it. They always complain about homework, that they have a lot of material to learn, that they don't have enough time. It is important to mention that the subject matter coordinator at school sees the same problem with these pupils. Recently, I scheduled an exam to the class, and as usual, they complain that they have lots of exams and holidays and that they don't have time to study. So I've narrowed down the material and rescheduled the exam for the next week, meaning that they have a whole week to study for an exam that tests only 2 chapters. In the morning of the exam, which was Monday after a holiday, the homeroom teacher approached me and asked me to postpone the exam because the pupils called him at home and asked him to cancel the exam. I explained to him that the pupils are not serious, are not willing to learn, and they don't care about what will happen in their final exam, so he left the decision to me. By the way, when the pupils called him, he told them that he is not the one who decides and that they should study for the exam as usual, but he promised that he would try. I, of course, consulted with the subject matter coordinator and explained the situation to him, and he asked me not to cancel the exam because they had enough time to study and the material is also relatively easy and sparse. I entered the room and handed out the exam. Only 2 pupils out of 17 took the exam, and the rest didn't hand it out to me. Even the strong pupils didn't take the exam. After an investigation, I found out that they have decided the previous day through phone calls and MSN that all of them won't take the exam. My question is, what grade should I give the pupils who did not take the exam, and how should I behave in this situation?